Mothers of Invention, Frank Zappa's old band. Mothers and inventors were very much the theme a week ago in St. Louis when I had the chance, as part of the U.S. First Robotics Championships festivities, to be the moderator of a panel discussion called Mothers of Invention. And I got the once-in-a-lifetime chance to ask four brilliant moms how they first came to know that their kids were special.
Please welcome four of the most optimized moms, perhaps, in human history.
Jackie Bezos, the mom of Amazon.com creator and tech innovator Jeff Bezos, said the clues for her came early.
You know, with Jeff, I think that I was amazed when he was 2.5 and riding one of those boat events in a kiddie playground that just goes around and around in circles. And I thought, I stopped existing. All he wanted to do was watch the cables and the pulley and look down into the water trying to figure out what happened next. So I was kind of disappointed, actually, because I wanted the reinforcement of, yay, there's my mom. So I think that, you know, I think I knew early on that he was wired a little bit differently. And then when he tried to take his crib apart with a screwdriver, that cinched it.
Evelyn Kamen is the schoolteacher mom of Segway creator and technological revolutionary Dean Kamen. Inventions, she says, were something of a family hazard when Dean was a young boy.
I think the first time that he did anything that indicated that he had some technology, knowledge, I guess he was a sophomore in high school, he built a light and sound box that he hooked up to our radio, which drove me mad because every time the music, the crescendo, the lights and everything went, so we put a stop to that.
You decided that the world didn't need one of these things.
Well, I don't know about the world. I didn't.
Masuda Khan is the mom of Sal Khan, who quit his lucrative job in finance to start the online Khan Academy. It's already caused a revolution in the ways math and science are being taught and has attracted partners like Bill Gates and Google. But for single mom Masuda Khan, there were few early clues about her son's path. She remembers a brash teenage declaration some years ago.
He says, Mommy, I'm going to be the valedictorian. And I said, I can't believe it. You never bring your homework home. You never study. And I wouldn't believe it. But his friend was with him, and he says, no, Auntie, he is going to be the valedictorian. Of course, I was very proud of him, very happy. That's when I said, maybe, you know, he'll go to the right path.
It hit me when he was a baby. I had been around other babies before, but he was like none other baby that I had seen before.
Deborah Kane is also a single mom who raised pop star Will.i.am in some tough neighborhoods of Los Angeles. Deborah says her son's confidence about the future was a precious jewel she took pains to protect from the tough outside world.
He used to sit on the ledge and he would take radios apart because he wanted the music to be louder. And he would sing on the front porch. And he always had to be the leader. And they would ask, why do you always have to be the lead? He says, because I am the leader of the group.
All four of these remarkable women raised leaders. And while they all had very different lives, there were some common themes. For Will.i.am's mom, the electric sense of confidence was coupled with a determination to give back.
When he was 10, he says, when I'm 16, I'll sign my first record contract. He did. He said when he turned 26 that he would buy me my first house. And he did.
At 26?
At 26.
About 6 or 7 years ago, he bought me a whole bunch of property in Louisiana. He said, Mommy, you know, you're getting old, and so you'll be needing some money so the rental income can help you when you're old.
Sal Khan and Will.i.am's house and property buying were relatively simple gestures. When inventor Dean Kamen made some home improvements, mom Evelyn Kamen says it usually involved some heavy equipment.
When it came time to expand his laboratory, he moved us. He moved me and my freezer and my refrigerator and my washer and my dryer upstairs so he could move his lab into the rest of the basement.
So I want to know if the refrigerator and the washer and dryer fit in the kitchen.
No, he expanded the kitchen for me.
That's just fine.
Thank you for asking. Yes.
Jackie Bezos there, mother of Amazon.com founder Jeff Bezos. By the end of the panel, these moms were pals, smiling and sharing motherly wisdom. For Jackie Bezos, it was knowing when to stay out of Jeff's way and also when to push him into areas that would challenge him, like sports.
The coach had put him in charge of defense because he knew where everybody needed to stand on the football field. He had memorized all the plays. I think talent exhibits itself, but being able to participate fully in the world is really important, and that requires going into areas you're not that comfortable with. So I think that we did that, and the other thing we did was listen. I didn't always understand. In fact, a lot of times I had no idea what he was talking about. It's not important I understand, it's important I listen.
As a single mother, I brought him up as a mother and a father. So tears come to my eyes when I think how people have been so good to him.
And then it was time for the sons to give back on stage. Sal Khan spoke first about his mother Masuda's strength.
She's the most fearless, you know, kind of steamroller. Like, you know, I remember going to Kmart and she tried to return something and it was like past the 30 days. And I was like, Mom, it says right there, you can't return past 30 days. Like, you can't do this. But she would always be able to return it. And then she would get like an extra refund and, you know, talk to the manager. And even so, even though she was overprotective of me, just seeing how she could, as a single mom, you know, from South Asia, not having the tools that a lot of people have, she would just steamroller over anybody.
What I would tell you is, while lots of times as a kid I did things that I know either concerned or alarmed, and mostly they were concerned, the most extraordinary thing was that I knew after they gave me all of their concerns, in the end, whatever I wanted to do, they would support me. And I thank you for that.
And we were lucky.
Inventor Dean came in there sharing a tender moment with his schoolteacher mom, Evelyn. And then it was time for a soft-spoken but powerfully grateful Will.i.am to address his mother, Deborah.
One day my mom decided to send me an hour away from home to attend Brentwood Science Magnet School. And going to those schools and having science programs and computer lab and oceanography changed my life. Like, just think about what a mom might have to go through when her 7-year-old is an hour away from home, no car, and you say, Ma, we had an earthquake drill. If there was an earthquake, we live in California. How is she going to pick me up? When I got older, I said, Ma, you weren't afraid of me being in Brentwood with no car and an earthquake? She was like, well, I'll be more afraid of you being in the schools around here with drive-bys and drugs and gangs. So thank you for sending me out there. It's no accident why I'm here sitting next to Dean Kamen at US First around science and robotics. This is not an accident, and it was a result of that hard decision you had to make when I was 7. Thank you for guiding me, protecting me. I am who I am because of you. Thank you.
Will.i.am thanking his mom, Deborah Kane. We are all who we are because of some courageous moms who put up with so much to see their kids grow up and watch their dreams come true. We'll leave you with that Will.i.am tune. You know, at the end, the crowd kind of rushed the stage.
Yeah.
And the big shocker was the longest line was for the moms, not for Will.i.am, not for Dean Kamen wanting autographs. They were the celebrities.
Well, you have more questions in some ways for the moms than you do for the celebrities. Give us a call if you have a special thank you for your mother or a special memory of her. Dial 877-8-MY-TAKE. Happy Mother's Day to all of the moms out there.
Step up on our stage. Say thank you to your mom on our air. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.